Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
The Joker movie is officially rated R. Could James Gunn present the future of the Justice League? And please, please, please save Swamp Thing! Today on DC Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
Nice.
Da-da, da-da. What are we talking about?
Oh, yeah, we do this now. We do, oh, oh, it's this? Not this?
What's no, what is
it was
that?
This. It was this. Form I haven't been on in a while. I forgot.
Form of?
Water.
Form of?
I mean, three hosts.
Piss hand. Huh?
Oh, my God.
I missed your sweet dulcet tones there, Adam, on that opening there.
Like, oh, wow. Thank you. Guys, it's been a long time. How are you?
Since a rock and roll. Where you been, Adam?
You know, working. I guess just the Fridays haven't been working. A lot of traveling, a lot of working, a lot of different things.
Love
it's
sausage?
Summer.
A lot of shucking sausage?
Sausage. I've been working on a new exciting infomercial for Ninja again for a new product.
Oh.
And, you know, it is the summer season, the grilling season, and I do a lot of hot dog stuff, so this is sort of my peak season.
So this is your peak?
This is sort of my peak season.
I had to go to the, and this is the most entitled thing I've ever said, I had to go to the grocery store and buy sausages the other day because I'm out of the Adam sausage.
Okay.
I had to actually purchase them. I had to actually purchase them myself. It has been 4 years since I've had to purchase my own sausage.
I can't buy packaged sausage because I've had his sausages.
Yeah, they're totally
It's like, I'm like, I don't want this I don't know what's in this thing. I know when you make it, I know what's in it.
Guys, if you want these delicious things that they're talking about, go to your local doghouse.
I went twice this week.
H-A-U-S. Go to doghouse.com to see where the locations are nearest you. But we're not talking doghouse. We're here to talk DC. And I'm very happy about
DC,
that.
Yeah.
You know, I have been doing a little bit of AfterBuzz stuff for the first time.
Yeah,
I've been talking.
I'm loving that. Adam.
You know what? Because Ryan, our producer, asked me to do the Swamp Thing show, and so I did a little of that. And then because I was there,
You're
I guess they asked.
You're out on Swamp Thing.
And I love it. And I gotta say,
don't rub it in.
I talked about before. I always love like green monsters and monsters as heroes. Like there's something
Lobo. You love Lobo.
I do like Lobo, but like you know. Frankenstein, Godzilla, the creature from the Black Lagoon, Swamp Thing, those kinds of creatures I love. And I really love this particular version of Swamp Thing, which we'll talk about later in TV time, but I just watched the fourth episode, so I'm kind of like beaming off that.
I've only seen the first three, and they're all amazing.
So good.
Legit amazing.
Joining me today to talk about DC is Mike, the Crusher, Killer, King of Christmas, Kalinowski.
There you go. Yeah. Hi, guys.
I made all that work.
He's the Killer of Christmas?
The Killer of Christmas.
I'm going to be the Killer of Crusher.
Killer of Crusher Christmas.
Smasher, Crusher, Killer, all those guys in there.
We'll see.
Of course.
Hi, guys. Hello.
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 You're
and, of course, you recognize her from so many, many shows. How can you even count all the ways to find this person? You stry your heads out there. But
stry
we like to
like
refer to her as the crown jewel
yeah,
of
baby.
DC Movie News. And that's Roxy Striar.
Yeah, happy to be here. I forgot to write this down, so I'll just say it right now. In 2 days, it will be the 30th anniversary of Batman 89. So happy almost 30th anniversary.
June 23rd,
was it? Like 2 days ago, I thought.
No, it's the 23rd, June 23rd.
Is it 23rd? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think because people had posted the day it was released.
Are you putting your... Ryan will give us the answer,
hold on, I'm
sure.
I'm going to see...
But he's, you know, Mike Kalinowski does a lot of these schmodowns, so it's like he hears a date. He goes right into...
I thought it was June 16th.
No, definitely not the 16th. I remember the 20-something.
But I thought it was the 23rd.
Maybe 19th. It was the 19th.
That, 19th, it was 2 days ago.
Yeah. Well, I did an entire show this morning on Screen Junkies where they had us talk about how it's in 2 days.
Maybe so. Batman Returns.
No.
Batman Returns.
No, 30th anniversary.
So 30th anniversary.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
19th was Batman.
Guys, join us in the chat. Roxy, is there a chat going on right now?
Yeah, I'm in it right now on Popcorn Talks YouTube. We are live every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That is a one-ish. Anywhere between 1 and 1.
A soft
10.
One.
A soft one.
Ooh, you know what, you guys?
Yeah.
What's up, Brian?
It's the 19th.
Yeah. Wow. That's what I said.
Yep.
So 2 days ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I just said.
Okay. I posted something about it.
So apologies to the entire hour stream we did about it being on the 23rd. Good job to my producer over there. But the 23rd is Bolzino Hour. It's birthday, and Josh says the 23rd was when it was worldwide release, so maybe that's why.
I feel like I remember the poster saying the 23rd.
Right now. Happy 30th.
I remember.
Yeah, it's the whole time. It's the whole 30th.
Roxy, you were probably, were you born at that time?
I was not even in the womb. You were not born.
I was old enough to have, gotten my tickets at my local comic book store at a special screening on the Saturday after, which I think they had just rented out a theater. There was nothing really official or special about it.
I remember I was working at Publix grocery store as a bag boy.
Okay.
And they hired us, I think we were 14.
Is this Florida? Maybe.
Florida.
Okay.
And I went after my shift to see it. And then I came back that night with my family. And my family loved it.
The coolest thing about that movie coming out is that this is the first movie that I can remember where the hype started a full year ahead of time. Oh. And it was the hype about a movie that I had a very particular interest in. I was already hugely into comics at that point. Like, 88,
nerd.
Yeah, total yeah. nerd. And I couldn't believe it. But this was the first time, Avengers Endgame here, right? Batman 89 there. And, this was the first time where, the heroes were on the world stage. I guess the Superman movies before that.
I know what you're saying because, and a lot of people kind of argue this, that was the film that changed Blockbuster. It changed the way...
It did.
There was the marketing, the merchandise, the bat merch symbol was everywhere. You tell people that they was like, no, that was Star Wars. It's like, no, Star Wars had no merchandise. That was a big thing because they couldn't get into stores. Batman, it was... They did that trailer with the no music. It was just all the dialogue.
Yes.
A year later, Batman was everywhere. Yeah. That changed everything.
And now here we are 30 years later, and we're talking about going into production on yet a new iteration of Batman very soon.
Yeah.
Very true.
He is the new James Bond. That's why he is getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
He is. What number Batman is he going to be?
Ooh.
Well,
live action
so
Batman.
The serials. This is a great Kalinowski question.
He's the seventh.
So name
all the serials. Okay, not counting the serials. So you're counting Adam West as the first
Keaton,
one.
Keaton, Kilmer, Clooney, Bale, Affleck.
Wait,
Pattinson.
I don't want to get. I'm not saying anything. Anyone ever done a Keaton, Kilmer, Clooney thing? That's a crazy alliteration.
Keaton, Kilmer, Clooney.
Clooney, Kalinowski. That's what I thought.
Wow. Keaton, Kilmer, Clooney, Kalinowski. Yeah, but Keaton, two syllables. Kilmer, two syllables. Clooney, two syllables.
I thought you were going to try to rationalize three syllables as Clooney.
Oh, here we go.
Kalinowski. It's
like
just
nine syllables.
So that's awkward.
Here we go.
Just a little awkward.
You know, you can't talk about Batman without talking about the Joker. And
was that one, though?
Jack Nicholson.
It was a little Joker.
Oh.
Batman.
I got it.
I can only get into it if I say this. I'm of a mind, makes a moogie.
It's so good.
The Jew Joker movie is going to be rated R. What do you guys think about that?
I think that it had to have been. We've talked about it the whole time but I'm glad that it's confirmed because
official.
Why would you make this movie if it wasn't? What is the Joker movie without an R rating?
Suicide Squad? Suicide Squad didn't have an R rating. That was a movie about bad guys.
Yeah, but it wasn't about the Joker and his origin.
He was in it.
He was in it.
He had a lot of tattoos.
That is true.
If he was getting if tattoos added up to ratings.
I feel like the Heath Ledger Joker was an R-rated Joker in a PG-13 film.
He was an R-rated Joker in a PG-13 world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to know more about his R rating.
Oof. So what do you guys think about that? I mean, yeah, it does look like that kind of film. And also... kind of goes into the fact that this isn't going to be like a tentpole film, right? No. I mean, this is going to do well because it's the Joker, but it's they're going to try to make this like a sneaky success. Like don't try to sneak spend $100 million on the marketing for it.
No, I don't think they need to. I mean,
it's interesting. So this Todd Phillips tweet that he just responded to somebody asking what the rating was. He says it will be rated R. I've been asked this a lot. Just assumed people knew. Sorry.
Oh, did you, Todd?
Just assumed,
y'all. Dropping beat. We guess, but I mean, and I guess we don't know that the movie's actually officially been rated because until the final cut is turned in, it doesn't get an official rating.
And that's true. And sometimes directors are hoping for a certain rating and it's bumped up, but very rarely are you going for an R rating and they give you lower.
Yeah, no,
a lot of
knows.
Times you're going for a PG-13, they bump you to R. You have to make cuts.
It's going to be violent and language, and we also got a new image going up with that too, which we can see there, which Ryan is going to put up for us.
So interestingly enough, this week on Collider Live, I was talking to Jason Inman, who said that his friend read the script to the Joker.
Okay, okay. We got an exclusive. Ryan, you got a stinger for this. I know you do.
And he said that his friend read the script and that there is a ton...
Okay, that was close.
There's a ton of him looking in the mirror.
Okay, which is
and then
what
this image dropped. But that literally happened a couple days ago that he says many, many times throughout the film, he's looking in the mirror.
Okay, give me 15 seconds to tread into potential spoiler territory if you want to be potentially spoiler-free. I want to ask the panel something here.
Yes, give it to us.
Do you guys think the rumors about him being Bruce's brother are true?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
You don't like that?
Wait, I don't think that's...
A illegitimate son. Like, he's a bastard Wayne.
Oh!
Bastard Wayne. That's the rumors. Still spoilers, guys. Sorry. Potentially. That's the rumors. That's what I've heard. Hey. And that's why he's got a bone to pick with the Waynes.
I have a hard time calling a spoiler because how many times on this show have we said things that have not been the case? We've heard rumors, and they have not been the case. So,
well, we're also
going to
talk about some potential WW84 spoilers that you really might not want to hear.
So it kind of makes Thomas Wayne look like a jerk,
which is something that they've done in recent years.
They've talked about that.
They've done that a lot. And
it's
that
not
is
my favorite version of Thomas Wayne.
Look at what they did with the Telltale game, where the Waynes were responsible for creating a lot.
That's what I mean. That was another one.
And it takes them. You know what? I'm going to say this is going to be great because when they mess with the current
canon,
like BVS did, people don't like it. But if you take something that's outside of what's going on and you twist it, maybe they'll accept that a little bit more. We read like Elseworlds, so it's kind of in our zeitgeist that we're like, oh, it's just a different take.
This is coming from Ryan in the chat. He says, I think it's more likely, again, still spoilers, I guess, if we're in that. I think it's more likely that he's Thomas's brother. There's been a lot of talk about that as well.
Thomas's brother.
Yes.
So that makes him a little older. Mm-hmm. That makes him... Well, I guess he already is older.
Yeah, he could be Thomas's son because...
No, he could.
Thomas Wayne? Joaquin Phoenix, he's got... No. The one actor playing him is Thomas Wayne. It's...
No, he could be... I don't know, could he be Martha's...
No, because Thomas Wayne is being played by the guy that
I don't think the words Martha are going to be said in this film.
even if he couldn't be Thomas's son, couldn't he be still Bruce's half-brother?
No, because Joaquin Phoenix is like 45 years old.
But do you get what I'm saying?
That's true.
Well, because she could...
I'm going to...
Okay. No. Yeah, what do you guys think about that?
Universe,
does it bother you?
You're right, Rox. I'm trying to... Yeah.
It's possible.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around it, too.
I can't.
I'm sure if you fudge the timeline, but even still, if he's...
Brett Cullen. He was in The Dark Knight Rises. He was the guy who's like, Joker's retiring. He's retiring, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
But he's Thomas Wayne.
Yes.
So look at him compared to... He was born in 56.
So it looks
60? 54?
So they definitely could be brothers.
Him and but he can't be a son. There's no way he could be a son.
Well, Joaquin could be playing a younger, like in his 30s.
How old do you have to be? You're talking about how old the actors are. We don't know how old the characters are.
Right.
And then also, old do you have to be as a man to spread your sperm?
I think 14, I think. So. I mean, it's kind of different for everyone, but when it happens. You know, you could actually, as a man, potentially father 5 children in a day. It's possible.
Garth McMurray in the chat says there are people with kids 30 years apart. That is true.
This is true. Either way, I'm still very excited for this film. In a lot of ways, because it has no pressure of being tied to anything...
Right.
I'm just excited to go on a ride, and I see everything that Joaquin is in.
Are we done with spoilers?
Yes, we're done with spoilers. No more spoilers. We'll be back in spoilers for a little while. But let's keep talking about Batman, because there was an article in The Hollywood Reporter talking about how, you know, they were kind of comparing, they kind of put it out there. Who did you prefer, Robert Pattinson or Nicholas Holt, who could potentially be the new Batman? And it was pretty even among younger people. Pattinson was the favorite. I think in a lot of the other categories, they did it by different age categories.
I see. Right,
so
yeah,
I can break down the percentages
for
you. So if we're looking at age 18 to 29, Nicholas Hoult had a 30% to Robert Pattinson's 42. Age 30 to 44, much more even, actually, with Nicholas Hoult having the edge at 36% to Robert Pattinson's 35. Age 45 to 54, Nicholas Hoult had a big edge at 35% to Robert Pattinson's 28. Age 55 to 64, again, Nicholas Hoult with the edge, 29 to 22 for Pattinson. But then back at age 65 plus, Pattinson wins with 21% as opposed to Nicholas Holt's 18%.
So it's basically the Twilight crowd that really was a Pattinson supporter.
Yeah, the and the people that are a little older.
I mean, in the 65 plus, they're like, yeah, probably just looking at the two of them like, that one.
It's very funny. Like our age bracket that was old, that is old enough to have been really pissed off because we were in our 20s when the Twilight movies came out and just hated on it so much. You could see that lingering resentment there.
Yeah.
And then the people in their 60s that are just so far from removed from either one that they could be like, no, of course, the Pattinson boy. Yeah. And I just
heard, the Pattinson boy.
Well, because honestly, my 91-year-old grandmother probably knows who Robert Pattinson is and probably does not know who Nicholas Hoult is.
That's a good point.
So
that's a very good point.
Pick the name you're familiar with.
Just showed through two pictures that older people would be like, that's the Twilight
that
guy.
Yeah.
We also had a poll. Was it related? But about but the same article.
This was really interesting.
The bestest bats.
Yeah, and a lot of people are upset about one part of this. I'll have you guys guess it after
I
read.
Oh, I know exactly what it is because I went at it.
So this is America's favorite Batman actor. At 17%, we come in with Val Kilmer. Then at 18%, we've got Batfleck, Ben Affleck. At 19%, we've got George Clooney, who beat out Ben Affleck. At 38%, we've got Michael Keaton. And at 39%, we have Christian Bale. So Christian Bale only beat Keaton by 1%.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think about these?
I think anyone that put Clooney above Affleck is out of their damn mind.
I think Clooney would agree
with you. I
think Clooney
would go like, I should be at the bottom of that list. And he probably should. And I love Clooney. I like him. There's things he does as Bruce Wayne I like. As Batman, no.
I don't know how much of that we can blame on
him. Does he have a Batman credit card?
He does.
And bat nipples?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say...
Yeah, he does.
I agree with you. You're crazy. I agree. I would put Affleck above. However,
yeah,
if Clooney was in a straight movie...
Sure. That's what I'm saying. Clooney...
He could have been the best of all
time. That's what I'm saying. When he was doing some Bruce Wayne stuff, and he was young in his career, and he's...
There was a couple of moments where he was behaving really, and it was really good.
I'm on board.
But man, he was dodging the most comically absurd pieces.
Yeah.
And he talks about it. He's got a great attitude about that. But that guy could have been the GOAT Batman. He would have been the GOAT man.
Let me ask you guys this, because they also did a favorite Catwoman actress.
And I
want to ask you guys, what is the order between Michelle Pfeiffer, Anne Hathaway, and Halle Berry? Who has the number one spot?
Pfeiffer.
I'm going to say Pfeiffer, but then I'm going to say that Barry is second.
And then Anne Hathaway last.
And because of the Clooney poll. Because there's some idiots out there that are like, man, Halle Berry's awesome.
This is why I asked you guys. Halle Berry is number one. With Michelle Pfeiffer at 2. Halle Berry has 42%, and Michelle Pfeiffer with 41%, Anne Hathaway with 26%.
You clowns are out of your darn minds.
Who is polling this thing?
Michelle Pfeiffer pretty close, but I could not believe when I saw this part that Halle Berry was the number one, America's favorite Catwoman. It was Halle Berry.
When you see like things
who
like
I
this,
love. I love Halle Berry.
When you
but
see
Michelle
things like this, you're just like, do you even know? I would ask those people, I go, did you even see the Halle Berry Catwoman movie? Or are you just looking at this picture?
And picking
Halle
Berry.
Do they go on the streets like, man on the streets, like, which one looks better?
I would ask those people, did your mother ever hug you?
Yeah, it's like, oh, gosh.
Do you guys want to take a guess at the Jokers? When they did the poll?
Oh my god, we also have a Joker poll?
Yes, we had a Joker poll. So it's only between Heath Ledger, Jack Nicholson, and Jared Leto.
Okay, Leto's at the bottom.
Come on.
Knowing this poll, I'm going to say, well...
I'm going to say Heath, Jack, Jared. That's the
order. I'm going to go...
Opposite?
Jack... What'd you say?
I said Heath, the obvious.
Jack, I
said
Jack, Heath, Jared.
Okay.
So it is Heath Ledger in the number one spot with 60%. Jack Nicholson pretty close behind at 58%. And Jared Leto at 18%.
That seems the
Again, this is all coming from Hollywood Reporter with these polls.
Yeah.
I love when people do things like this, though.
And I like the fact that you knew that we didn't look at this. Yeah. We were able to do a little,
I knew that you guys would see the first top part and then not see the... I was excited about
that's
that.
That's awesome. Guys, we have
did
the
you see
most
I blocked
fun
him
show.
From it? I blocked Mike. I wouldn't let
but
him
the
cheat.
Problem was...
You blocked it. I can't see through your screen this way, and you blocked the screen your side so that you can see.
Yeah. But it's I know what they're upset about. They're upset that Adam West is not included in that. That's what a lot of people are upset about.
Right.
And my big thing.
Where do you think he would land if he had been included?
I don't know, because people, and I kind of got into it jokingly with people, and I'm like, if you loved Adam West, but you could not stand Affleck, there's a problem, because to me, Adam West is not Batman. Like, mm-hmm. everything he did, but he is in the spectrum of the films and whatnot.
He did exactly what was asked of him and did mm-hmm. an excellent job at it.
But as the character of Batman, Batman doesn't have, what everything he is. But just like Affleck's Batman, people like, Batman doesn't kill, he doesn't do this. He's like, they're two ends of the spectrum mm-hmm. of the same character. So to love one and hate the other, you have to accept the other. It's the same thing.
I think if Adam West had been included in this poll, he would have come after Keaton, so it would have been Bale, Keaton, Adam West, Clooney, Affleck, Kilmer.
You think he would have been third?
I do think so.
I think so, too.
I think people look at it, especially, like, people today, I think if you did the age thing, it would skew much
older. Because it's the fondness.
Young kids see that, and they're like, what is this? This is
exactly.
ridiculous.
Yeah. But, again, for me, as a child, when I first saw that, I was like nursery school age before. I remember seeing the reruns even before I was like in kindergarten. Like, I have those memories of those and just the costumes and everything. It was enough to get me interested.
I remember hating it as a kid.
That's really funny.
I could never get into it.
And when I saw the beginning of the episode, if that little motorcycle drove across and I knew Batgirl was going to be on it, I was like,
yeah.
I took
a couple shout outs to the chat really quickly, because Garth McMurray says Cesar Romero as Joker was fun. He wasn't included on that poll, though. Also comments in here. Eon001 says Kevin Conroy ? I think they're just talking about live action.
Yeah, live action.
So that's why he's
Everybody
not
always
in
wants
there.
To bring everything into
and
it.
Then Fire Lord also talking about Mark Hamill being the best Joker. But
their
again, we're talking voice acting.
That always gets me upset when I hear people do the best polls. They don't mention live action and they say Conroy's the best. I'm like, it needs to be exempt, because you never saw him in the suit. You never saw him. They do need to do animated versus live action, because a lot of people are upset that the makers of the Lego movie reached out doing kind of jokingly, what about our guy?
Yeah.
So do you have a hard time, though, if you say, who's your favorite Batman, somebody says Kevin Conroy, do you not accept that?
No, I can't not accept it. It's their opinion.
Right,
but,
okay.
Well, a lot of people think that the animated series Batman, I know you kind of think this too, is the overall kind of just best representation of the character.
Right.
You know, there's the darker, there's the lighter. The animated series kind of encapsulates, like, you could just watch that and fall in love with the character of Batman.
But I always have a problem, because with Kevin Conroy, there was zero limitations on him. Budget, costuming, direct, they could do whatever they wanted. He had, whereas the live action, they've got limitations that they got to work with them.
Although, it's funny you mentioned budget. It seems like in that first two seasons, you might know more than me, like, what was the seasons that they did it all on black?
That was
paper.
The first three.
Okay, and then it got very expensive, right?
Then they switched to the New Adventures of Batman and Robin, and it turned to Red Sky. Yeah.
Right, right. So it got a little softer in the budget.
Less budget.
WB was like, we want Robin in every episode. We want Batgirl.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's
But those original ones are so good. It was like so out of its time. Like, coming
Still
home from school
up.
And watching those, I'm like, how is this able to be on right now? When did cartoons go from, like, I was watching, Thundercats yesterday or whatever, and then, Thundercats were pretty awesome, actually. I should think of a lamer one. But then this. It was great.
Adam, should we go back into spoiler territory?
We're going to go back into spoilers. We're going to talk WW84. And if you don't want to be ruined, I'm a little upset that I got a little ruined reading these, but we have to do it.
Let's do it.
Are you familiar with these articles about here that we're about to talk?
I know Rox and I talked a little bit about Wonder Woman last year.
Last
week.
Did you have these particular...
Last year we talked about Wonder Woman,
Adam. We definitely did.
Well, you know what I meant, Roxy. Come on now.
I do when you clarified. What are you drinking?
None of your business.
Oh, okay. Interesting talk.
He's drinking that DK. You know he loved that DK.
What is the DK?
Huh?
What's DK?
Diet Coke.
What K?
Well, in the restaurant business, when you abbreviate it, we put DK.
Why
at least that's
DC?
We did that in Houston's. Because DC is DC Movie News!
Good segue!
So Wonder Woman 84 coming out eventually this time next year? Is that when it happens?
A year from now.
Is it like a year from...
I think it's June 20th, right?
Well, actually, I don't think it's in the 20s. I think it's in the teens, Mike. I think you got the wrong date.
There we go. I'm sorry your whole show was wrong.
It says June 5th, actually.
What?
June 5th,
less
2020.
Less than a year.
Less than a year away.
So I was right. It's not
We've been 20s. Wondering.
I wanna,
we haven't heard anything really about the plot, except the fact that this is loosely connected to the Wonder Woman established in BBS. I mean, loosely in the sense that they're softening up on the constraints of canon. That movie kind of had us believing she was out of commission for 100 years. Now we're hearing some plot things. Some of them have to do with that canon, meaning like in 84, Wonder Woman is a known quantity, I believe. And then there's some interesting things dealing with the Pedro Pascal character. Roxy, do you want to expound on this?
Oh,
but were you not prepared to take that?
Well, actually, as you were saying that, I just found further down this article, I had moved forward. I hadn't seen this. I guess it came out today that Josh Gad clarifies if he's playing the Penguin in Batman in Robert Pattinson's Batman movie. So I'm going to do some research on that and let you take this one for now.
Okay, so basically we hear that Pedro Pascal's character, and I'm losing the name right now, but he has the ability to grant wishes. Okay, and so among
did
those
they name
wishes,
him, I think you said you. This is. I don't know if they named him yet.
I thought they named him, but I think it might be.
Weren't they thinking like Max Lord? But
right, yeah. I think it is Max Lord.
I'll look at it right now. You keep talking. I'll fact check.
But okay, so Maxwell Lord. Yes.
Yeah.
However, is it possible that Maxwell Lord is in fact a god or someone else in that canon? Is that possibly a cover name for someone else? Because this guy can grant wishes. And Barbara Minerva...
IMDb does not have him as Max Lord.
Okay.
And I would go over that over...
Good to know.
A website.
They're basically telling us that Barbara Minerva becomes Cheetah... because she wants to be like Wonder Woman. Yeah. And Maxwell Lord, or whoever, Pedro Pascal's character, grants this wish to her, these abilities to her. And I guess she becomes a rival. But also, his wish-granting ability ties to how we bring back Steve Trevor, which is kind of something that we were speculating if one of the gods was going to perhaps give Diana Prince, the wish that she wants.
And we had talked about all different versions of this. Some people had thought he was only going to be used as flashback when we actually saw the images of him, and it seemed like he was in current day outfits. People thought maybe he was going to be imaginary just to Diana, and then it seemed like Patty was confirming, no, he was going to be here. We talked about the gods. So now it seems like this is a pretty likely scenario.
Did you guys last week talk on the test screening?
You were here last week.
Was it? Was last week I was here?
Me
it was
you.
Moxie, yes. So we didn't talk about it. They had test screenings this week.
Of 84?
Wonder Woman. I'm just realizing that because I thought we talked about it, but we didn't. Ooh. There was a test screening. Have you guys heard about this?
I haven't heard a single person who went to this.
Really?
Look that up, because they're celebrating it as a massive epic love story with a spy film. Yeah, this is... there's not much talk, because I think it was a small screening, but a Tuesday or Monday night it happened.
And there are some people leaking some reactions?
Just there wasn't even... they were just saying it is an epic love story... That it's a spy, like within a spy thriller.
Yes, okay. Well, she's hunting down a Russian spy. That is like supposedly a key plot point about what's going on. This is an 80s Cold War spy film.
But I'm finding one article saying that rumored screenings to be held that night, but I'm not finding anything about these test screenings that you're talking about. But that's interesting.
I'm going to look at it right now.
One of these days, guys, we got to go to it. Actually, I don't even know if I'd want to see an early test screening of this.
No, well, we certainly couldn't talk about it.
Yeah.
It'd be easy to find us, like, oh, the guys who host DC Movie News, they would invite us to that screening.
No, we don't get the invite to that. Can I tell you guys, while you're looking that up, what is going on with Josh Gad?
Yeah, I just looked over your shoulder. And I'm going to be really that.
Did any of you see?
Is he just trolling again? Is he?
No. Finally, for the first time, he's not. He said. So somebody tweeted him and said, "Hey, Josh Gad, are you the Penguin? Hashtag the Batman." And he wrote back and said, "Okay, seeing as I keep getting this question, as much as I have loved torturing you all with with teasing you about the Penguin, I feel like it's time to tell you. I'm not actually playing this character, but I've thoroughly enjoyed the fan art and the love." And then there's another piece of fan art.
Well, sure, but I think also nobody is playing that character as of now. Like, I don't know if that character is cast.
I just love when you have to announce that you're not somebody. It's so funny. As opposed to I am not your father.
Yeah, I don't think that anybody... Did anybody really think
that's
he was
okay.
really
of course they did,
cast
people,
before?
Because people... websites that wanted to clickbait, they took and ran with it. It's that crap that they do.
I hate... You know what I hate is every time...
I could not.
I hate every website that says, epic fan art of so-and-so as so-and-so. Like... I do not go for it. I don't like that stuff.
They like the clicks.
At least they're making it clear. Sometimes it's not clear when something's fan art
or
something's
regular.
I try
to negative click.
How do you negative click?
I anti-clicked.
The anti-click equation. I figured it out. I know what's up. Birds of Prey is coming out. We have some official art. Great poster. Looks so cool. Is that Harley Quinn's hammer in the prey and her bat?
Oh, it is, yeah.
And Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Miss Harley Quinn. Coming out February.
There's the word Miss in
there? That looks like a top hat, no, right? A mustache.
I can't read, so I was throwing it out there.
Yeah.
A comb. Oh, the mustache. Oh, that's really great.
A diamond, which is a girl's best friend.
The diamond in the rough.
Did you like Aladdin?
I did.
So you did?
It
was
I did.
So oh, good.
I really liked
you
it.
You liked it, too.
Oh, I think it was one of the best movies of the year.
Oh, my God. That's great.
I think it was their best live action one they've done so far.
Oh.
I loved it so much.
That's good to hear.
And that
hear.
New song, Speechless. Oh, so good.
Oh, that's great. Well,
every time I see something for Birds of Prey, I get more and more excited.
So this is coming out in February of 2020.
Which is kind of soon.
So we should be Not seeing really something soon, really soon.
We thought Comic-Con, but... Put the kibosh on that.
Want to talk about that for a quick second.
Please do.
Now that we're hearing that Marvel is going to be there, do you think Warner Brothers knew that and was like, yeah, we don't quite have enough to go toe-to-toe this year? Or do you think unrelated?
I've asked people that as well.
Oh, okay.
And I think that the heads of the studio, they talk. Like, it's not...
They definitely talk.
It's not like them saying...
Wait, you think, like, the WB people talk to the Disney people?
Yeah.
Like, they know. I think they knew ahead of time.
I don't think they call... I don't think it's like a phone call that's like, hey, we're going to be there, so you shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
But I just mean, like, there's communication. I think somebody at Disney's like, yeah, we're doing big stuff at Comic-Con this year, and then somebody at Warner Brothers is like, maybe we should not this year. Like, I think they're... informed on each other's actions before the public.
Based on the news in the past couple of days, when everyone was like, oh, Disney's going to go to, or Marvel's going to go to D23, or they'll do something else, it sounds like they're getting ready to possibly blow the doors off the whole age thing. Like, they're preparing for, like, a big return.
Massive, it seems.
Right, yeah. And then if Warner Brothers shows up there, like, they've got Joker, which we've already said is not a huge tentpole, and then you've got Birds, which would have been cool, and Wonder Woman to see some of.
Well, remember that people saw Wonder Woman 84 footage last Comic-Con.
Yeah.
So, and that actually didn't go particularly well for them. So,
what do you guys think of this? I'm just wondering what goes into deciding.
But also,
and it's also Warner Brothers has many other properties.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't just the DC films. They could have just done their films sans DC.
And we talked about also like Godzilla versus Kong. Maybe is not
think,
as...
I was talking to someone outside of here about this. I think it was a money thing, too. I think AT&T is now with them. They're like, some money people came. Like, you're spending X amount of dollars to do these to people that are already going to see our movies?
Yeah.
We're not doing that expense, no.
But that's...
Do you think that's a good choice?
I'm of two minds of it, Roxy. As a fan, I enjoy seeing it there, but I 100% agree. See, like, you are selling movies to people that you don't need to sell to.
But I don't think that's why you do it. I think those people that are going to see the movies, when you show them the preview, they become agents of the studio, which plant the seeds.
I counter to you, my friend.
Okay.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Tore Comic-Con apart. Tanked that movie.
Yeah.
Godzilla, King of Monsters. I was in that Hall H. These people went nuts for that movie. It was insane. And someone myself wasn't hyped for that. I was like, that's awesome. Tanked.
Well, it didn't tank. It opened almost $100 million.
But it's not doing what they wanted. It opened like less than Kong Skull Island.
No, more.
No.
Oh, no, King of the Monsters. I'm sorry. Yeah, King of the Monsters did tank.
Yes.
I thought the first Godzilla did
No, those two did great. So this one didn't do...
You're right. No, this one didn't have the business.
I get we are the agents to go out there and go, guys, what we saw is awesome. I don't think it translates.
Yeah. That's interesting. Or maybe it did at one point and it doesn't anymore. Yeah. I mean, I
hear... But on the other hand, it does. Like, Iron Man...
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, he was born out of that hype.
Yeah. You're right, buddy. You're right.
I don't know.
I know.
You do? What's the answer?
Do you?
I know everything.
Zachary Levi has been talking about when Shazam 2 could start filming. This is a film that has not been officially greenlit or anything, but he seems...
Lightning with my hands.
Lightning with my hands.
So good.
But yeah,
I want to watch this movie again right now.
I do too.
I look forward to watching at home.
It comes out in a month on Blu-ray.
I'm so 16th. Excited. I love that.
So he thinks they're going to be going into making a sequel pretty soon. What do you think is the holdup on the official green light? Do you
script?
Just script?
They got the green light to write the script, though, right? They're writing.
Well, this is what the quote is. The actor said script writing for the sequel has already begun and expects to start filming either in late spring or early summer next year.
I think that's great timing.
It does kind of go in line with what we've heard, which is like, yeah, they're looking at scripts, but they're not greenlining films until they have scripts.
Right. Yeah, they're not just
That's
going,
kind of what we've right. heard. Is there a strategy?
And they haven't said it. They haven't gone like, this is your date, hit that date.
However, Aquaman 2, they were like, we got a date. It's just down the road there. There's no script like, for
got,
Aquaman
You got 4 years.
But
go.
When you get $1 billion, that's an automatic green light?
Yeah.
That's like pass and go and collecting your green light?
Yeah, it's like, okay, you got that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and I think because while Shazam did well, it was not an out-and-out success. Like, financially, I think it was like less than $500 million
worldwide.
I think
worldwide. Definitely you can call it a success, but it was not a juggernaut.
I don't think they were expecting it to be a juggernaut,
right.
though. I think
mean, that's why I'm saying it's a success.
Right.
It made money.
Right.
It made money.
And therefore.
I agree, but yeah. I also think maybe that's why it's not the automatic
now,
green
here's
light
the thing.
Situation.
This, totally. For me, this will be the litmus test. If the sequel makes less than the first one.
I think there's no way.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. People loved it. They'll discover it on Blu-ray or DVD, and they'll go, yes, we want to see these characters again and invest more. And we'll have a couple more years of good films.
And I also think we're going to see more Shazam pop up.
Yeah.
Because I think there's going to be action figures, t-shirts, all the stuff. People are, there's going to be hype around Shazam because Shazam is so great.
Shazam should be a video game. That would be a fun video game. I like where you kind of like are bad at your powers for a while, like a Greatest American Hero style game.
And you can play any
game.
Of the characters. Any of the...
Will you unlock the family?
Yeah.
You have to beat the thing. You definitely have to unlock the DLC of the family.
Oh, I get ripped apart on that one.
What?
Well, it's
Avengers.
It's Avengers stuff. It's not Marvel. DC
they ripped
related.
You apart.
I just I equated it to.
Do you want to go into this?
If you want, do you? No, we're not going to. You don't want? We shouldn't.
No, I don't know. I just.
No, we shouldn't. It's DC movie news.
Okay, so let's move forward. Adam.
Okay, go to visit at Mike Kalinowski. You can argue with Mike about all
Please
kinds
do.
Of things.
Please do. I have 2 days of it.
Just berate him. He loves it. So we know we're getting James Gunn directing this sort of possible reboot-esque sequel to Suicide Squad, but now we're hearing from a fairly reliable source, and I say that only because this is the source that allegedly broke the patents in casting.
Okay.
That... He might be reimagining the future of, or the reboot of the suicide of the Justice League.
So,
now, that doesn't necessarily mean Justice League as a movie, but potentially where the Justice League will come from.
This is what we talked about last week, Adam,
okay.
because not this exact thing, but the precursor to this, which is the fact that people are saying that James Gunn is going to be a huge part of the DCEU / Worlds of DC or whatever it is that we want to call it moving
the
forward.
The Shepherd. Of yeah. this
and,
franchise.
And is going to be like the Feige moving forward.
Wow.
Or more so like the Russos.
Yeah, possibly
recently.
More so like the Russos.
Good point. Yeah. They had their own very specific corner.
Yeah.
The biggest corner, but...
Right. I like that comparison better. I like that better. But people are saying, is he going to be the next one to move us, to usher us into this new wave?
Because at the time, also, he was Marvel's go-to after the Russos
kind of.
Were done. He's like, okay, Russos are done. We were growing more cosmic. Gunn, take over. You're going to shepherd this. And then last year, Comic-Con happened.
So this poses an interesting thing. That would imply that, like, after that, maybe Gunn finishes up his Marvel tenure with Guardians 3,
yeah.
and then kind of comes back to DC. The interesting thing is, I think it's all up to Gunn. I think somehow he ended up in the best situation
That's
imaginable.
Exactly what I was just going to say, Adam. What's so crazy about this is, and we've hashed it out so many times on this show, I'm not going to get into, we don't need to get into our personal
yeah,
beliefs
come at
about,
me, Zeno Hour.
We don't need to get into our personal beliefs about what happened with him, but it is insane that I do not think this would be the place that he was in had what happened not happened.
No.
And he came out further ahead than if it had not happened, in my opinion.
We talk about this in the restaurant industry a lot. Something goes wrong. You have an opportunity, right? Like mm-hmm. you've heard a problem is an opportunity. If you supersede somebody's expectations and you take like the overcooked steak or whatever it was and you end up and the way you deal with it, you can make that person a bigger fan of yours than if you had done it right the whole time by just the way you deal with the situation. And that seems like what he did. Like, he hunkered down and he did not lash out on social media.
Yeah.
He did the right thing. He handled it professionally. He was always contrite. He didn't try to sway public opinion against. He didn't have to because he had all these big name people going to bat for him.
Now, do you think it was also because he as a person who's like, I messed up years ago. I'm not that person anymore. What I do now speaks for what I am now. Because he didn't need to come out. Like you said, it's like...
Yeah, I think definitely, Mike. I mean, something we all, being theater kids, thou dost protest too much is for sure a thing. And he did not. He just kind of was like, sorry.
Yeah. I don't want to imply that
I can't defend it anymore. Yeah.
I don't want to imply that he over manipulated the situation, but someone who is so social media savvy perhaps understood that by handling it that way, that would be the ultimate outcome. You
I
know?
Guess I don't
because do you
know, because you've seen so many people dig their own graves.
But on the other hand, there's so many people in such a as big as Hollywood is, it's a small industry. And if he was really the person that he was, these people would not want to work with him. But obviously he's not that person anymore.
But do you guys agree, regardless of your personal opinion on the situation, do you agree that he would not be in the place that he is?
No, I think he'd still be doing Marvel. I think he'd just be doing Marvel.
No, I do agree with you.
Okay. Yeah, I agree 100%.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. And I mean, hey, I mean,
I do agree.
Making lemonade.
And I'm glad, I hope that the person that started all this crap, that one guy, whoever it was, ran that, is like, I hope he's having some repercussions and karma's dealing with him. I hope so.
All right, yeah, move exactly. Us yeah.
Okay, so Ray Fisher was at a celebrity fan fest, and he was talking about where a potential cyborg movie could go. This is a character where there's been no official word on. I've actually. Enjoyed.
And his contract is same as Ezra Miller's.
Meaning up?
Up.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, well.
I believe contractually they're both now.
I don't.
Well, all
not
that,
that means
is,
that they can't come back, but it just means right. that
yes.
they're.
It means, I mean, look, they never have to use him. It just means that he has to go if they want him. I think Cyborg came off pretty fine in the film. I liked. What do you guys think of the Doom Patrol Cyborg?
Obsessed. I think he's amazing.
Yeah. I enjoy the actor.
Yeah.
I enjoyed Ray, though.
Yeah. I love Ray, also. Both of them are great.
Yeah, it's... You know, I don't know. I don't know
it also
say.
Seemed like Zack Snyder also say. Seemed to imply that there was a lot of his design stuff that didn't get used. Like, what we eventually got in Cyborg, and, like, there are some complaints to be had there... was not a lot of his injuries. It was like we saw him like fully Iron Manning right. out in the trailer. That never happened. I mean, we could go into and we will talk more about like the Epic Justice League that keeps coming out. A sequel would have been in the theaters this week, by the way.
Crazy. No, here's a couple of quotes that Fisher said.
Thank
he said,
you.
I think there's some repairing that has to take place between Cyborg and his father and that relationship. I think there's also a lot of ground to explore how much technology is too much technology for humanity and how fast technology is evolving and the role Cyborg could play in potentially mitigating the issues that come about because of that. So it's kind of interesting. Mm. A lot on technology. Do you guys remember that song?
I don't.
And erase it. No? No.
Yeah.
Technology.
No. Don't know what you're saying right now.
Ryan, you must know.
Ryan?
Yeah, sure.
Good, Ryan. Smart. Way to play it.
Thanks, producer.
I gotta say, I don't see a scenario in which we see Ray Fisher Cyborg again.
Yeah.
Especially if we're talking about years down the line, potential reboot with James Gunn at the helm. Or,
let me ask
you
this. As likely that we see Ezra Miller as we see Ray Fisher?
Ooh, I would say more likely that we see Ezra?
I'll say this.
Oh, wait, I don't know about that, actually.
I say we... We will get another Flash. I don't think we'll see Cyborg again for a while.
You don't think we'll see the character or the actor?
The character.
And,
I don't think the
and it won't be back. Ezra.
And it won't be Ezra. We're going to get a new Flash.
I don't think it's Ezra.
It's not
either.
Ezra. And Cyborg
is
just
Barry
won't be
Allen?
Around. I don't know. That I don't know. That I don't know, but I will
you know
not see Ezra.
Is-
And we will not see Cyborg.
I think if we get a new Flash, but we're keeping our Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Shazam.
Because you, there's so many different Flashes.
Then I think that we
Flashes.
Probably won't get Barry Allen.
This is not what they wanted. Ezra should have always been Wally West. Should have always been.
And I think that we will get Wally West.
But now they're stuck like, well, we're going to make Wally West. We're going that way.
Yeah, they are still, much as they keep talking about how this is a different way of doing DC and all this stuff moving forward, we're still in a quagmire because as long as
but
you have...
it's only with those things.
What?
It's only with those things. Like, Aquaman did
those
such
are pretty
a,
big things.
I know, but Aquaman did such a good... like they got him out of that suit that he was in right. BVS and Justice League. They colored him up. He's a lot more. Yeah, he's not as dour. So they really did a character change in Aquaman.
Mike, I just mean the weirdness of having the same actors in a half rebooted world. It's just there's no precedent for that. So I don't understand how you do it.
This is an amazing comment from Sandwich in the chat. Ray Fisher, Ezra Miller, Henry Cavill, Ben Affleck, Jared Leto, all hanging out at a barbecue in the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are all Dunsky. Like, there is no more Cavill.
I don't know about the Cavill thing still.
And I also don't know about the Leto thing, to be honest.
I don't either with the Leto. I don't think, because I don't think he's gone either.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't it all like in
We still have no answers.
We don't have answers. We don't have answers.
But what we do have an answer is to what Darkseid might have looked like in Justice League. And I know, Mike, you're a fan of this. Speaking of Father's Day, here's the King Daddy. So is this Darkseid chilling on Apocalypse?
It was Johnny who texted us this image at 2 in the morning saying, I love Snyder.
Yeah. That's him using the anti-life equation. He's transforming the planet. And then I think the guy that does the voice, I think it's Ray
Oh, you think this is Earth?
I don't know if it's Earth, but it's him using the anti-life equation.
Which we saw in the flashbacks in BBS where the Earth being terraformed into...
And everybody's always terraforming. I think the guy's name is Roy Foster.
Right.
Or Ray Foster, not Ray Fisher. He's the voice of Darkseid, and he did a little snippet of his voice as Darkseid to kind of release the Snyder Cut.
Well, hey, you guys, real quick. Speaking of Snyder releasing these details, this morning he released another one of there was a scrapped post-credit scene with the Green Lantern Corps ship. Someone tweeted on this morning of a still he released, and they asked what that was in the background. I have the image up right now.
That's Ryan Nelson, our producer in the booth right now, filling us in on all this stuff.
Yeah, and he said that, Green Lantern was going to be in the post-credit of Justice League.
Really?
I mean, from Snyder's Twitter.
More stuff comes out and out.
It's so crazy. Wow.
You know, and people ask me...
How do you think Snyder prepares this? Do you think, like, different dates are marked on his calendar?
No,
like, on this date, I'll share this piece.
I think... Oh, God, I don't know. I'm not a release the Snyder Cut guy. I'm not in that chanting it there. I'm not going to sit there and... But I think he was so proud of that movie, and they wanted... It just wasn't... It was not the movie he wanted to make,
Oh, guys, also, Michael Giacchino just tweeted out Batman standing on a ledge, and now we're thinking that there's a good chance that he could be scoring Matt Reeves' Batman.
Yeah, but aren't they shooting in London? Weren't they going to, isn't that where the rumors are going to shoot in London?
Yes.
So,
which is where the original Batman,
you sound
89, shows
like
up, right?
You're yeah, Pinewood from Studios. London.
Okay.
What is that? Right. What is that you're doing?
I'm millennialing you guys. That's what I'm doing.
What is it? Is it some millennial reference?
You sound like you're from London. No?
Is that a movie?
What? Never mind.
What was that? Is that
the back of your head is ridiculous.
Is that Rebel Wilson?
Ouch, Charlie. Really hurts.
Charlie bit me.
Okay, so
that's not a millennial.
You know something.
I know Charlie bit me.
I'm just giving you all the millennials.
Charlie.
By the way, people in the chat said that what I was singing earlier was Daft Punk, and they knew what I was talking about. Thank you.
You guys
are my
great.
Real friends.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye. Whatever. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
That's Kevin Hart.
Up in the comicbook.com feed that Dave Bautista. We're just going off the rails right now, guys, because there's a bunch of stories that apparently popped up since this afternoon. That Bautista did have conversations with James Gunn about being in the Suicide Squad.
You know, good for him, because Bautista was the one guy out of everyone that was like his ride or die through all that crap that went down. He's like, Marvel, take me out of my contract because I'm not coming back. All the other actors were like, well, it sucks what happened, and we have to, you know, okay, we're going to not say
anything.
But
no, he was like,
no, I'm out, I'm done. So good for him, man.
Do you think it's like that's the wrestler in his background? Like he knows
it's just, no, it's the good person in him. Yeah. Not caring about politics and I don't want to upset the company that's got me under contract. And I would see him, I would hope I would be a Bautista. Like standing by my director friend.
I think
friend
we all would hope would be a Bautista.
But instead of going, you know what, I got 5 more movies with these people and I don't want to upset them because they're really good to me and I'm just going to kind of sit in the background.
I'm so much more of a Pratt than a Bautista.
I want to be a Bautista, but I think I'm a Pratt.
I'm like going to smile and be like,
what
hey,
about
it's all cool, but I'm like protecting
myself. What about Zoe Saldana, though? She kind of was in the middle. She did protect him and then...
Because she knew. She's like, well, I don't got any more of these movies, but I might. But I don't have any more because I'm dead.
I will say none of the actors like condemned the dude. Like none of them came out
because they know.
You
he
don't
wasn't
think
like...
Zoe Saldana knew that she had a future at the franchise?
She was done at this point. They filmed those already. She was done. She killed herself.
You don't think they talked to her?
But Gamora's gone. Well, actually, she's not. She's back now.
Yeah,
she's back. Right. It's the search.
You don't
for
think
Gamora.
She knew that
you're
that
right.
was gonna?
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
No, but I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying.
But I mean, maybe it was easy because the public.
It was just so easy how. Bautista was out there. like, wow, look at this guy put himself out there for him. I was like, good for him.
Yeah.
What an example.
I
think Gunn
agree.
Going, you know what? If I can put you in D.C., you damn right I am, my friend. You damn right. Chris Pratt's like, hey, man, can I? And he's like, nah. Even, I don't know, Star-Lord.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember that time? Comic-Con 2018?
Remember when?
Oh, wow.
Did you guys know the member berries?
Guys, we had like four D.C.-related stories that broke since like when? We started the show today. Like the relationship.
Thank God they didn't break it
out. Josh Gad, Michael Giacchino, Dave Bautista. And then while we're at it, Danny Boyle wants Robert Pattinson to be the next James Bond. Kalinowski's a Bond fan. You, Jamin, he hates it. He hates it.
No, I can, but
yeah. At the same time,
don't get greedy. Now
and
you've
also,
got
still Idris Elba. Isn't that what you wanted?
I love Idris Elba's Bond.
Guys, what about the fact that Steven Seagal was once considered for the Batman role?
Well,
that's another
Christ.
Thing off of, from Seagal. Yesterday.
I think that would have been a big mistake.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe it would have changed the trajectory of Seagal's
possibly.
Career?
It,
you
know what? It might have not been a mistake for him, but for us in our eyes.
Guys, anyone excited about the seminal Batman story, Hush?
No.
It's going to be released on August
6th. Damn right I'm excited.
I cannot wait for this. And you guys know that I'm not usually...
You're not.
But, I love Hush.
First of all, I saw Batman Ninja Turtles, finally. Loved it.
But that's not on DC Universe, is it?
It's not. I figured out why.
Because TMT?
Nickelodeon.
Oh.
They're partnered in.
And I realized, I was like, because I wanted to buy it because they had a direct, they had a thing for Hush on it. And I'm a big physical media guy. But I was going to wait. And I was like, oh, it's not. I was like, why not? And I was like, Nickelodeon. But Hush, I'll buy this. But what I love about it is because this is going to kind of set in their... New 52-ish big design, but they redesigned his suit in this, and it looks better.
Oh,
and because I've always didn't like his suit, it had those ears, and they looked like just two pieces of paper, and he had that chin guard thing right here, but they redid it, and he looks more like the comic. I cannot wait for this. This is the movie I've been talking
about
for years.
Does he still have the chin guard?
Do you want to watch it together,
guys? Have the chin guard?
No.
Yeah, I'd love to. I don't like the chin guard.
Yes.
He has two suits in this movie, I've noticed.
Oh, I'll see it.
Yes, with you guys.
Which one? Hush?
Hush.
Let's have a Hush party.
Let's have a Hush watch along.
Would you guys join us for a Hush party? Let us
for
know.
For you guys
in the
to know, I've been saying this for years that we
Ryan,
wanted
can
this.
We have a Hush party?
That sounds like a lot of fun.
We actually had
the director in studio this past Monday for Con Guys. And we're in talks to have him on the show potentially.
Hey!
Ooh. Ryan is
driving
putting in work behind the scenes.
Right
Hush. Hush. Oh my bad.
Ryan, who is the director of
Hush.
He was in the
Justin Copeland.
What I think is don't speak, I know just what you're thinking.
Oh, yes. She says,
Hush.
What? Oh, God.
Hush. Guys, that's it for movie news. It's now
time
for...
It's time for...
Doesn't it smell like delicious food in here?
I got a waft of something right now, too.
It smells like onions.
Well, you guys cook this time of day always here, right?
Yeah.
Who does the cooking?
Brie.
She's always doing it.
Yeah, she is so good. Shout out to her and those onions that we smell. Adam... Usually I love to run TV time, but I gotta say for this one, I know I gave a passionate speech to everybody last week, and I think it is your time to talk about Swamp Thing.
Well, here's the thing.
Are you okay? Are you doing okay?
I'd almost be happier if the show sucked.
I know. It's so good.
I really like the depiction of the character. It's the... practical/CG heavy suit, we thought. It's the attitude of like the Alan Moore kind of stuff. It's got like fun procedural elements. It reminds me in certain ways of like the old Incredible Hulk series, like how you and just in how you don't get like Swamp Thing wall to wall. It's like he comes out when he comes out. You know, you get a couple of appearances of Swamp Thing. They don't overdo it. I love the tone. I just watched episode 4 and guys, it was shocking. It was the most horrible, like the opening when there's a guy who's having like a delusion and it's horrific. They go over the top with the blood and the gore.
It smells so good.
And it does smell very good. And hashtag save Swamp Thing. But I don't know if that's going to help.
I don't think it's happening. It's not going to help.
Warner Brothers
has said it's canceled, and we're not going to talk about why.
Right.
And we've heard the thing about the tax credits and things. But
then we heard that wasn't true.
I think there's more of a story. And here's the thing. This production is James Wan's company is part of that. I'm not saying James Wan is the problem, but his what is his production company?
Wan.
Okay, wand meter, whatever it is. This is kind of like what we were talking about with the wand. Zack Snyder deal and Henry Cavill as Superman.
Right.
If that version of Superman goes forward, they are in a partnership with Zack Snyder's production company, which is maybe a direction that they don't want to go. So it doesn't have as much to do with Henry Cavill. This is the same kind of thing, whether it was the
Atomic
money or the
Monster.
Budget. So it could be a thing with Atomic Monster and WB and the creative differences that we heard about. So the cancellation has to do with them wanting to end the business agreement, meaning that if they did this version of Swamp Thing, they'd be locked into that agreement. That's the only thing I can come up with at this point, because the show is really, really fun. It's everything I wanted it to be, and I think Derek Mears is so great in it, and he did this interview where he talked about how shocked he was about being canceled.
I should have thought of this before, and I'm sorry I didn't. My good friend that I work with is in a comedy improv group with Derek Mears. He's been friends with him for years. I'm gonna
Seems
try and
like
get him
a
on.
Laugh riot.
I'm gonna try and get him on the show.
You should, please.
I don't know why. Wait, I
Wait, Brian, wasn't he in studio on a different show? Didn't we have him on a?
Can you say the name again? Derek.
Derek Mears, the guy who plays.
Yeah, I know he's been in here multiple times.
And he was on Collider, I think, recently. I saw he was.
No, he's been in here too, though.
I'll try and get him on with the show here because he's my very good friend's co-partner in an improv group. Very funny man, because I've seen their improv show.
What does the chat role think of Swamp Thing? I'm curious.
I just wrote to them and I said, if you're into it, say hashtag save Swamp Thing. And Vince said it. Sandwich said it. Everybody's in here. David saying hashtag save Swamp Thing. Daniel says hashtag save Swamp Thing. Of course so.
What episode was the one? Because I saw it it's almost a month ago. It was a clip I saw. The guy came at Swamp Thing with a knife and he wrapped him up and pulled him outside. He strung them up and then ripped them apart.
Yeah, that was the second episode.
Okay, because I haven't seen it.
Insane.
I saw that and I was like...
insane.
If they would have showed that from the beginning... Like, remember the beginning, people were like, there's that one thing with Abby in bed. And if you would have shown that... It sucks because it's the app and you know, people get to buy it. And it's just like... I see WB where they're going. They're like, we've got great stuff. People are not wanting to put $7 down for this app that we know we're going to put on another WB package together. Mm. I don't think Swamp Thing's gone.
Well, I think like this version of it is gone, I think this though, version, which is sad because so we're never going to see as dark a version as this.
Could you see Swamp Thing showing up on Titans or Doom Patrol, that character? Like, it fits.
How?
It just fits. A different version of it.
You're not talking about all the characters. You're talking about specifically...
Well, I haven't only watched one episode, so I'm talking Swamp Thing, but I know we're getting Blue Devils coming up. Ian Ziering is Blue Devil.
He is, and we're getting more about that character, but like a lot of these
arcs... Have you seen the suit yet?
No. We're just kind of so far in the show, spoilers if you haven't have seen it yet, like we realize that he is not just a local, small-time B-movie actor, that he's there on a mission. But Blue Devil was the name of his character in these movies.
Do you read...
So we don't know that he's actually Blue Devil.
Do you read Justice League Dark?
No.
But Blue Devil is like this savior that's been like defending Earth against demons.
That seems like where they're going with this
character. Awesome. And they talked about how this was going to be a spinoff for Justice League Dark characters.
Well, I know we've got to get out of here, but I just want to say, Mark Escobar, happy birthday to you. Also, Zeno Hour on Sunday. There were a lot of birthdays in the chat, so happy birthday to you all.
Also, Krypton Season 2 has started. I don't know. Did anybody check that out?
I'm not watching it this season unless you guys tell me I need to.
Okay, I will catch up on Krypton, and I will report next week. I'll be all caught up on Krypton.
Krypton, is that a...
Sci-fi.
K-R-Y or C-R-I?
That's a K-R...
Come on, Superman the movie. Come on. Superman the movie.
You got me.
So Krypton, is that with a C-R-I or a K?
That's Lois Lane.
You feel ashamed.
That's Margot, the fabulous Margot Kidder, interviewing Kal-El on a rooftop.
Great scene.
Guys, thanks for joining us for DC Movie News. This was so much fun to be with my good friends here.
It's great having us all back.
Doesn't happen often enough. I'm Adam Gertler. You can find me at Adam Gertler. Mike Kalinowski, where can the people find you?
At Mike Kalinowski. Shmona fans, I have got some massive things coming up. Massive matches. I'm getting back into singles. Team match coming up. Intergeek number one contender match. It's going to be awesome.
Tense.
I hope you lose.
Shut your mouth.
You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. Also on Collider Live every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Screen Junkies on Fridays. The Tomorrow Show, Kevin Undergaro, Roxy Stryer on Wednesday nights. And always here at AfterBuzz TV as well.
So long from all of us here at DC Movie News.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.